Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
On tour with Cage No More, and I'm meeting families and survivors all across the country, and there was one family from California doing everything right. Like, they loved their daughter so much and were always there for her and so supportive. And they were at a 4th of July celebration in their community and had a young girl approach their daughter and just complimented her on her outfit and asked her, you know, told her she was new to the community and asked if they might could exchange phone numbers and meet up sometime at the mall so she could kind of show her around. And this is all right in front of the parents. Nobody saw a red flag at all. And the next day, the girl called, and the mom took the daughter and dropped her off at the mall, and their daughter was taken. That girl that she met up with was hired by a pimp to find, you know, basically find prey. And in 23 hours, that poor girl was beaten and was raped and was drugged, and her physical appearance was completely changed. And she was thrown out on the street for prostitution, and by the grace of God, someone saw her and said, this isn't right. She doesn't belong here. And, you know, she was found. All of that happened before the 24-hour period, before they even start looking for your child.
Mm.
Yeah.
I hardly know
and
what to say
I've
to
heard
that.
So yeah. Many, yeah, I've heard so many organizations say, you know, there are no runaways. Yes, a child may choose to leave, but you can bet your bottom dollar a week into that or 2 weeks into that, they may have lost that choice.
Mm.
They may no longer have an opportunity to go back home. So so even if you're concerned about runaways, you need to look at it that way, that probably the right of that child has been taken by somebody. So you really have to have your guard up. And with social media, it's so easy to get to our kids these days. So there's, you know, you need to do a lot, but it needs to start with a conversation. And that's why I'm so grateful for Pastor Chad Veach. He created a 4-week study guide that's free to any church that wants to talk about this with their youth groups.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it in one night, or you can do it over a 4-week period, you know, and take a look at biblically, you know, what does it say about trafficking? Because trafficking is nothing more than a modern day form of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Every human right is being taken from that child. So what does the Bible say about that? What does the Bible say about honoring women and children? So you can take a deeper look at it and, you know, really educate our kids. And I think all of us need to be educated on the signs to look for, so that we're recognizing when a child is trafficked right before us. Because if you're traveling at all, it's probably happening right under your nose and you just don't have an idea of what to look for. So we have some documents on cagenomoremovie.com that you can download and kind of understand things to look for so that you can help, you know, hopefully help free someone that is caught in this.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.